Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Ask not in which direction this country is headed, because it's well understood the trends of where we're headed. With protests increasing here and around the globe and sympathetic media cheering on the protesters, it seems as if those seeking change are looking to change the culture altogether. At one time, Aunt Jemima pancake syrup and pancake mix featured the picture of a black woman that was definitely a stereotype of the mammy archetype. In 1989, her revised image was updated with head covering removed and a white collar with lace. No need for any offense, because Quaker Oats announced that the Aunt Jemima brand would be replaced with a new name and image. Check one box. The company that produces Uncle Ben's rice, the Mars Company, is planning to change the rice maker's brand identity. Mars says now is the right time to evolve the Uncle Ben's brand, including its visual brand identity. Now, no matter that according to the Uncle Ben's website, the name was first used in 1946 in reference to a black farmer known as Uncle Ben who excelled in rice growing. They say the man depicted in the logo is a beloved Chicago chef and waiter named Frank Brown. Uncle Ben's gone. Check another box. The company that produces Mrs. Butterworth's line of syrups, Conagra Brands, is planning a complete brand and packaging review. While Mrs. Butterworth is intended to evoke the image of a loving grandmother, the company says the packaging might be interpreted in a way that isn't consistent with their values and that could be problematic. They go on to say that their actions could help solve the problem of racism and racial injustices around the world. Check another box. On Tuesday, UNLV removed the Hayreb statue that was in front of the TAM Alumni Center. The university president said she had discussions with multiple unidentified individuals and stakeholder groups on how the university can best move forward given recent events throughout the nation. So dumping the statue and serious consideration being given to dumping the mascot altogether is the most visible result of all those discussions. Well, in 2015, UNLV launched a thorough study into the history of their mascot. They had to answer the question once and for all, is Hayreb racist or not? The 60-page report came back with shocking results that Hayreb is not racist. While UNLV students have long referred to themselves as rebels, the student newspaper was called the Rebel Yell, and in the 1950s and 60s, the Rebel Yell actually had a Confederate flag in its banner. The initial mascot was a cartoon figure of a wolf in a Confederate uniform. So what became of the UNLV study that was conducted by Rainier Spencer, director of the school's African American Studies program? Spencer expected to discover, in his words, a racist past that we have to apologize for. What he found was UNLV students started calling themselves the rebels not because of any affinity for the Confederacy, but because they were angry at local politicians who were standing in the way of their attempts to become independent from the University of Nevada, Reno. The Confederate symbolism was adopted by the campus as a thoughtless adornment to the school's rebel identity. In 1982, Public Information Services Director Les Rashko released a statement about the new mascot that said in part, quote, "We don't think it will be offensive to any particular group. He is a rugged individual, the pathfinder of 100 years ago," end of quote. So Hayreb isn't racist, but was created to correct the university's previously ill-advised use of Confederate symbolism. Hayreb is gone. Check another box. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.